This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You can already log on to the government website and order your free COVID tests. Now you can also get N95 face masks free, courtesy of the Biden administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The CDC more clearly stated last week that properly fitted N95s and KN95s offer the most COVID-19 protection. But Director Michelle Walensky still stopped short of formally recommending them.
The best mask that you wear is the one that you will wear.
The White House says three masks per person will be available for free pickup at pharmacies and community health centers. Meantime, the government's website for ordering free at-home COVID-19 test kits is officially up and running. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some big international airlines are canceling flights to the U.S. in that dispute over 5G and whether it would interfere with aircraft technology. The AP's Karen Shamas is overseas.
The issue appeared to particularly impact the Boeing 777, a long-range, wide-body aircraft used by carriers worldwide. Dubai-based Emirates, a key carrier for east-to-west travel, announced it would halt flights to several U.S. airports. Other airlines, such as Japan's All Nippon Airways, attempted to change aircrafts to ensure signals would not be affected.
The Trump Organization is responding to an investigation that claims to have uncovered evidence that the former president's company misled banks and tax officials to get loans and tax benefits. The company calls the New York Attorney General's office investigation baseless and politically motivated. Ford is recalling thousands of cars to fix a problem that can keep the brake lights from turning off. These are older model Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ vehicles and some 2015 Mustangs. This is AP News. The number of deaths in the U.S. from COVID is rising.
Health experts say they're finding it difficult to convey how the latest wave will still take so many lives when signs indicate the Omicron variant causes milder disease on average. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus is the head of the World Health Organization.
Omicron is causing hospitalizations and deaths.
In the U.S., the seven-day rolling average for daily COVID-19 deaths is back up to 1,700, with new cases still soaring in many states. Combined models from Pennsylvania State University forecast that a wave of deaths is headed for the U.S., cresting in late January or early February, with a projected 1.5 million Americans hospitalized and over 190,000 dying from mid-December through mid-March. 50,000 to 300,000 more Americans could die by the time it subsides this spring. COVID deaths among nursing home residents started rising 2 weeks ago, but thanks to vaccines, it's at a rate 10 times less than last year. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.